first update for Dr. Hemohamadiata Services, January 23, 2013. Patient name is James Hodges, J-A-M-E-S-H-O-D-G-E-S. Date of birth is June 29, 1960. Primary care physician, Dr. Haysman. Phone number
313-499-4890,
located at 7633 East Jefferson, Detroit, 48214. Fax number 313-499-4945. Pure next paragraph, cardiology clinic, next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up, next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. James Hodge with past medical history, significant coronary artery disease, status post-CABG and left heart catheterization done on February 2012. Hypertension, congestive heart failure, SVT, GERD, peripheral arterial disease, status post revascularization of the both common iliac arteries bilaterally, and the 8 × 37 millimeter lisipro stent. Left side period. Done in May 24, 2012 period. Next paragraph. And this is it. She denies any chest complaint. Chest pain. Shortness of breath, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, apnea. Headedness, pre-syncopal or syncopal episodes.
Can you close it yet?
Claudication or bilateral lymphedema or any palpitations, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, signal for number one, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG and left heart catheterization. Done on February 16, 2012. Hypertension, next point, congestive heart failure, next point, SVT, next point, GERD, next point, peripheral arterial disease, status post revascularization of the common iliac arteries bilaterally, and done on May 25, 2012, period, next paragraph, 34 history, a significant coronary artery bypass graft on February 4, 2012, with two vessel bypass. For next paragraph, social history. Is it for smoking? He previously smoked.
Okay, give me.
That has quit about 5 years ago. Period. He drinks about 2 to 3 beers per week, and he occasionally smokes marijuana. Period. Next paragraph. He's allergies. No known drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph. Current medications include 1 metoprolol, 25 mg twice daily. Next point, hydralazine 25 mg twice daily. Next point, amlodipine 5 mg QD. Next point, aspirin 81 mg OD. Next point, clonidine 0.2 mg weak patch. Next point, Crestor 10 mg QD. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs today include blood pressure of 156/82, heart rate 52 per minute, weight 190 pounds, height 5'6", BMI 30.7, period. Copies, please copy normal physical examination template. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigation. Number one, arterial Doppler's ultrasound study of the lower extremities done on September 29, 2012, conclusion, normal bilateral lower extremity arterial evaluation with normal color duplex, normal waveforms and normal velocities, period. Please copy the following diagnostic investigations from cardiology clinic, note of August 29, 2012, page 2, including EKG done on August 29, 2012. Next point, peripheral angiography done on May 25, 2012. Chest X-ray, May 30, 2012. Blood chemistry, May 30, 2012. Coronary catheterization done on February 16, 2012. Holter ECG monitoring done on January 19 and 20, 2012. Next point, myocardial perfusion scan and stress test done on January 18, 2012. Next, 2D echocardiogram done on March 21, 2011. For next paragraph. Next paragraph, assessment plan number one, coronary artery disease. He's an unknown patient on a coronary artery disease. They disposed cabbage on February 4th of 72 whistle bypass. He's also said disposed left heart catheterization done on February 16, 2012.
The patient is here today, but he left the paperwork with us. Oh, I'm sorry. And, like, the only thing we can feel, like, send me this out because the patient
showed paid an SCG to OM and an SCG to PDA.
Like, if you could just, like, a couple minutes, just ask him, like, a couple of these questions, but I and I check.
RCA with 100% proximal and left circumflex with 100% proximal, period.
So, residential functional capacity, asking questions, like...
What does he need?
On today's visitor, he's denying any chest pain or palpitations, period. We recommend that he follows up with this, with us. And his follow-up appointment in 2 months.
They just want to know, like, his resources and stuff, because I think he got a heart.
Continues to take his medications, period. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 156 by 82.
Okay.
Period, we advise the patient to stay compliant to his medication plan and follow with his primary care physician regarding this matter, and we will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 2 months. For your next point, lower back pain. On today's visit, the patient does not complain of any lower back pain or muscle spasm, period. We advise the patient to follow up with his primary care physician regarding this matter. Next point, congestive heart failure. On today's visit, the patient does not complain of any shortness of breath, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period.
Actually, based on that, he should be getting some...
We will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 2 months, and I have advised he continues taking his medications regularly, period. Next point, peripheral arterial disease. The patient is a known case of peripheral arterial disease status. Post-peripheral angiogram on May 24, 2012 with successful revascularization of bilateral common iliac arteries. On today's visit, he denies any claudication, period. We advise the patient stay compliant with his medication and he will continue to follow his condition and his follow-up appointment in 2 months, period. Next point, cardiopharmacogenomics. The patient is a candidate for a DNA buccal swab to confirm genotypes and aid in dosing medication metabolized by the CYP450 pathway. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. James Hodges. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We will continue to see him in his follow-up appointment in 2 months. Period. In the meanwhile, he is advised to follow up with his primary care physician for continued duty of care. Period. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Father Aftab, FHADFTAB, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. This is the end of this dictation.